Hello, and welcome to Sassy's Erotic Tales. I'm your hostess, Sassy. Remember that time of your life when everyone wanted to set you up? I know the best girl, or come watch the game and I'll introduce you to him. Maybe this time of your life is right now. These introductions don't all go well, and most of the time you end up right back where you started. And this story begins with the guy who feels bad his setup for his friend didn't work out. But his idea to make it all better, whew. Well, listen for yourself. Here's a first time for everything.
Melanie focused her big brown eyes on Jax. Jack, it's not your job to make sure I get laid. I'm fine, really. Melanie sipped her drink, then placed it on the bar. Actually, it is, Melanie. Since I set you up with Ken, and now he's history, I feel obliged to take care of your sexual health. Going to a sex club is not taking care of my sexual health, Melanie retorted. 15 minutes, that's all I ask. Look, if you don't like it, we'll leave. Deal? Jack waited. 15 minutes, huh? You promise? Jack crossed his heart and held up his left hand. Melanie put her head in her hands. I can't believe I'm doing this. Jack quickly got the check. Jack entered the club first. A burly bouncer wearing a suit asked for $200 each without a smile. Jack handed him the money. Entering through a dark curtain, loud music buffeted them. They walked down a long, low-lit hallway. Small groups of people were drinking at a bar. A tall, long-haired woman stuck her tongue in one man's mouth while another man sucked her big fake tits. Melanie stopped and said, I can't do this. Jack gently took her hand. They passed the sex rooms next. The moaning and groaning sounds were deafening. Melanie looked into one room. A dark-haired man fucked a petite woman, and a busty woman was sucking a large man's cock. The man held the woman's long red hair in his hands as she bobbed up and down. He looked up and locked his gaze on Melanie. She felt shivers up her spine. The hallway got even darker. A fully nude man passed by them, staring at Melanie. It was primal, intoxicating. Melanie began to feel like a lioness on a hunt. For what, she wasn't sure, but she felt herself ready to find out. Turning the corner, two men were fucking a woman, one in front and the other from behind. The woman saw Melanie and licked her lips. Melanie felt herself get hot and moist. She was ready. At the end of the hallway, a larger room was hidden behind see-through curtains. As Jack parted the curtains, Melanie saw an attractive man massaging his hard-on as another man screwed a woman against the wall. The woman was oblivious to their entrance. Melanie and Jack sat on a nearby couch to watch. Two other men were watching from the corner. One was fully clothed and sat as if he were watching two people having a conversation. The other man was completely naked. His hard-on grew right before Melanie's eyes. Just then, another man entered the room. The man's eyes locked on Melanie's. She knew he was the one. He sat next to Melanie and introduced himself. Hi, I'm Glenn. You have extraordinary eyes. He smiled. Thanks. Melanie continued watching the woman moan and buck as the man's balls smacked against her ass. Glenn moved in closer. You have a fabulous body, too. Show me. Melanie was shocked. But she slowly removed her blouse and revealed her voluptuous breasts. His eyes devoured her. Glenn stared in awe, then reached his hand to touch her. He massaged hesitantly at first, then slowly began licking her nipples. The more he licked and suckled her breasts, the more Melanie let go, forgetting where she was. Her nipples rose to meet his mouth, her breath caught in anticipation. Melanie glanced over at Jack. He was engrossed in his own pleasure as the woman was no longer being fucked up against the wall, but was kneeling between his legs, sucking his cock. Melanie had completely lost track of time. Glenn had grown quite hard. He slid his hand along her thigh until it rested on her mound. She quivered under his touch. He undid her pants and slipped his hand under her panties. He continued nibbling her nipples as he eased a finger into her. Her back arched. She lifted her hips, allowing him to slide her pants and panties down for easier access. She trembled and ached. She was ready to fall over the edge if he didn't fuck her immediately. Running his hands over her ass and thighs, his touch seemed familiar. He again slid his finger into her, in and out. Just when she thought she might go insane, he dropped his head down between her legs. His tongue caressed her lips, avoiding her clit. She moaned and squirmed, wriggling in her seat. Then his tongue found her clit, and he vibrated against it with a consistent rhythm, causing her to fly up from her seat, bucking and out of control. He slid his finger in again as he continued to lick and circle her clit. She thought she was going to die, but at least she was going to die happy. Fuck happy. Die ecstatic. Suddenly, he flipped her around so she was kneeling on the couch. He thrust his hard cock in, stretching her with his immense hard-on. He pushed in, slowly, to the hilt, then pulled back out to the tip. He teased her lips with the tip, and Melanie moaned, trying to grind herself back onto him. He held her hips firmly, indenting her flesh with his fingers, controlling her movements. Suddenly, he thrust back into her and started pumping in and out faster and harder. Taking her hair in one hand, he turned her head so she was looking back over her shoulder into his eyes. "You like this, don't you? I'm going to fuck you like you've never been fucked," Glenn boasted with a cocky smile. The tension built and she closed her eyes. When she opened them, she looked around the room. People all over the room were watching her get the fuck of her life. She almost came right then. Glenn thrust in at an even pace. Her breasts bobbed back and forth. He reached around and grasped them both in one large hand, pinching her nipples and pulling. Opening her eyes again, she saw that the nonchalant man from before had pulled out a huge, angry hard-on and was watching her intently as his hand stroked up and down on his mammoth cock. With each thrust, she was pushed closer to coming. Watching the man sitting across the way pull and yank on his cock while she was expertly fucked from behind was driving her wild. She tossed her hair back, bouncing her breasts, and let out a half-moan, half-yell. The man's cock exploded with cum right in front of her eyes. Glenn started to grunt. She knew he would come at any time. He suddenly slipped his middle finger right into her ass. She came long and hard, her whole body pulsing, her breathing ragged. As her heart rate slowed, Glenn pulled out of her. He leaned down, kissed her right on her aching lips, blowing air against her clit. He then leaned up, and as he pulled up his pants, whispered goodbye into her neck and left. Melanie began to collect herself. She looked around the room. Two new couples were in the corner, switching off and fucking in a group. She turned to Jack, who was zipping up his pants. They nodded to one another, then turned to walk out of the room. As Melanie passed the man she'd watched Jack off, he stood up and leaned to her, saying, "You were marvelous. Best fuck I never had." Then he gently kissed her on the lips.
Now that is a great friend, looking out for her pleasure like that. We all need to look out for one another's pleasure, right? That sure was a hot place to imagine, though. And you can create your very own hot situation at adamandeve.com. And I can save you money. Go there, shop, and at checkout, type offer code SASSY, that's S-A-S-S-Y. You'll get 50% off almost any one item, 3 free adult DVDs, and a free mystery gift. It's worth checking out. Well, that's all for this week on Sassy's Erotic Tales. Tune in next week for another story. Until then, sweet and sexy dreams.